obviously we haven't talked since the draft. Buddy Nix told a couple of us that he already informed me that, you know, of his intention of wanting to draft a quarterback. So yeah. I guess it really wasn't a surprise. And what were your thoughts on the whole E.J. Manuel selection?
Yeah, he told me from the very beginning, before I even signed here, he had told me that. So I knew that was in the plans. Doesn't scare me, doesn't concern me. It's just, you know, part of the job, and you move on. And like I told you before, it's all about competition in this league, so competing against everybody. But EJ seems like a great kid, and happy to work with him.
What are your thoughts on the receiving corps, which changed almost overnight with how many they brought in rookies? Just your thought on throwing to these guys and what you see?
Yeah, well, some of them are still not here, you know, with us. I mean, I know they were here for the rookie camp, but had to go back for some school stuff. Anxious to see those guys, the three or four of them that are out. But I've heard great things, you know, and the ones that are here are working hard. So I've watched a few of them in college and was always impressed with them. And I think they both bring – both the ones that were drafted in the third and the fourth, you know, I think they bring quite a bit to the table, you know, different attributes for both of them.
The ability to stretch the field, the speed that has been an emphasis. From your standpoint, for maybe fans who've never strapped on a helmet and get a chance to uncork one down the sideline, what's it like to know that you have guys like that lined up along on your side?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely changes things. I mean, if he can, you know, if he can come with the rest of the game into, you know, into his game, then there would be no problem. You know, I've watched some film on what he did there in rookie camp. It was pretty amazing. I mean, you know, deep single high safety, and he's running right past him, no problem, you know. So he'll change things. It'll be a lot to pick up, you know, obviously as a rookie like that. And we've got some other guys with speed too. And then, you know, and then Woods, the way that his route running ability is pretty special. Like once you get them in here and you get to see what they can do in our own system and the routes that we run and the way we want them run, it was pretty impressed to see how quick he picked stuff up.
The guy you were referring to there first, was that
Goodwin? Goodwin, yeah. I mean, both of them have speed, but obviously Goodwin, we all know, has world-class speed.
Kevin, T.J. Graham's a second-year guy, but he shows pretty good speed and actually finds a way that seems to get open, like curl patterns and stuff like that. Can you talk about Graham?
Yeah, TJ's doing really good. I mean, he's working hard. He's taking it serious. You know, obviously with the receiving corps, it's a competitive group now. You know, I mean, I think everybody can go out there and make plays. And TJ's another special talent with his speed. And, you know, he's young as well, you know. And so we're all learning the system together. And I know whenever everybody's clicking on full cylinders, there's no telling what might happen.
Ken, so much youth at the skill positions, at receiver, on the offensive side of the ball. Kind of describe, like, is there a different kind of giddiness or exuberance even in OTAs when you guys get together and there's so much youth and so many people trying to, you know, make this team and kind of do something?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, everybody's hungry and everybody's ready to prove something, including the older guys that are here, because, you know, some of us are new and there's a new coaching staff, so there's new eyes. And then, of course, the coaches are trying to just prove stuff to us as well, you know, prove their system works and prove their method works. So that makes for a competitive camp and competitive OTAs, and that's good for everybody. And I think that if you guys can't see it, we're progressing every day, and I feel that we've gotten a lot better today than we were yesterday and so on through the minicamp.
Kevin, it looked like some blitz guys were just going in on the defensive side. Can you just maybe talk about the extra layer that adds for you guys, even though it's not real football yet? It kind of ratchets up your decision-making process.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to speed things up. That's part of the game. That's especially part of something that, you know, that we'll do here, knowing the Jets and what they've done in the past playing against them. So, I'm glad it's on our side of the ball, you know, and wearing the blue and red for sure.
Can you talk about the tempo changes? I mean, earlier in the week, you guys were going mile a minute. Today, you kind of slowed it down a little bit. And maybe how those different tempos are things that you can even throw at an opponent from a regular season.
Yeah, like I think Doug said it this last week, you know, we want to be able to do those two different speeds, you know, keep people. When you can surprise a team with that, I think that's when you throw guys off, you know, if you can go back and forth with them, you know. So we got to be comfortable with it ourselves. And then whenever we're ready to go, we got to go, you know, pedal the metal.
Kevin, when you're not here at the facility working out at home on your own, do you have a personal quarterback coach?
No.
No. Have you ever considered it?
No,
Or never worked with one?
No, no.
Okay.
Kevin, do you think it makes it easier for a fair quarterback competition because everyone's starting at ground zero, new staff, new quarterbacks, a lot of new skill guys? Does it make it a more even battle?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. I mean, like I said, everybody's new from the coaches to the players, or a lot of the players, and then, of course, the rookie class. So I'm glad it's that way. I mean, that's you know, like, I think everybody's like this. Whenever somebody does win the battle, I think everybody kind of feels that that's probably the right, you know, if you prove it on the field, then everybody's on board with it. The teammates, you know, are on board with it, everybody. So that's the best way to handle things.